Now, does your true Chrissy go by little baby or sweet bitch?
I'm a little baby. Evil Chrissy is sweet bitch.
It's working.
It is. This is Pentacles and Tentacles.
The podcast where we talk about whatever.
Yes. So, how are you?
I'm good. Today is my 2-month anniversary post aneurysm.
It is.
One day it's going to be on a Friday 13th. That'll be fun.
One of them will be on my birthday. We'll have to really celebrate. I forgot it was the 13th for some reason. I kept thinking it was the 12th.
Yeah, I really want Ashley to make me brain-shaped cookies.
That would be a good thing.
I wonder if she can make ones in the shape of a spine for Timmy.
Willow peed my house again. She, like, comes to my house, and because I have a hamster, she, like, marks her territory. So she came to my house today because we wanted to, like, test it out again. And, like, as soon as she got here, she started peeing.
Like, everywhere?
Pretty much. Like, she was, like, walking and peeing.
Oh, you can't be doing that.
No. So, my mom had to come get her because I'm not allowed to have animals here, but I just want her here.
Yeah.
She was really sad about it. Then, let's see. I started watching Endgame last night.
Did you finish it?
Hell no. I started at like 9 o'clock. I don't have 3 hours of my life to give to that.
That belongs to the sleep.
So I started watching it. I got right to when they started the time travel.
That's fun.
I cried like within like 4 minutes of it starting, and I don't remember why I cried.
Wait, were you there with the tests when Ant-Man turns into a baby?
And he's like, I don't know which one peed my old son. Me might have been old me, baby me, or Mimi.
That's my favorite part.
I was like, oh well. I mean, to be fair, I've peed my pants before, and it's not a good time.
When would it ever be?
I mean, I could think of like a couple instances where you'd be like, well, I really have to pee, I'm just gonna pee my pants right now. But I peed my pants, one, from sneezing too aggressively while having a full bladder. And the second time was when I was in like 8th grade. I was at my friend's house and we started laughing and I farted and it came out in the beat of my laugh. And then, which in turn made us laugh more, which made it more aggressively come out in the beat of my laugh. So then she peed her pants and then I was laughing so hard at her peeing her pants that I peed my pants. And so this was like during Spirit Week at our school, and we had twin day, and Sarah and I look nothing alike.
I remember that day. Like, I did that with also a friend that I looked nothing alike.
Like, so we just went to Ross and bought the exact same clothes.
Yeah.
And we were wearing army pants. Do you know how dark green khakis get when you pee your pants?
I don't know specifically when you pee your pants, but they're wet. Yeah.
When they're wet, they're not great. And then her mom was like, what is wrong with you? And her sister was like, I'm gonna get you Depends for your birthday. And she still brings it up to this day. That was in 8th grade, 2008.
I mean, I probably would too.
I mean, yeah,
you know me, I would.
I mean, I'm gonna bring up the fact that you almost died multiple times,
as we all should. I'm gonna use that excuse forever.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Oh, I had a really interesting conversation. I was with Sierra and Timmy and Drew, hello. And in a multiverse situation, do you think you'd be the good twin or the evil twin?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm the good twin because I know I could be way more. I definitely am the good twin because I know there's like the true me. Not the true me is evil, but I think I am the good twin. And then there's a true evil Chrissy somewhere in the other multiverse.
Now, does your true Chrissy go by little baby or sweet bitch?
I'm a little baby. Evil Chrissy is sweet bitch.
Okay.
Those are my true names. That was my Tinder bio for a really long time. And if anyone doesn't know what that is, it's from Ezra Miller. I don't know why. I think someone was like recording him while they met him. And he was like, you can call me little baby or sweet bitch. Those are my true names. And it really resonated with me. It shouldn't have resonated with me because I go by neither of those names, but it did.
Drew looked at me and she's like, I can't tell which one you'd be. I was like, good, I like to be mysterious.
I also like to think that people in this universe are inherently good, and then but we also have a true crime section part of our podcast, so obviously that's not true. I think most of the people I am friends with or like acquaint myself with are good.
Yeah.
Except for the few mistakes I have made in the past.
Can concur.
But I think you are actually, yeah, no, you are the good one, because there is like the true like Scorpio version of you that I think would be the evil twin.
Yeah, I could be.
I think Sierra is the evil twin. I'm kidding.
That's what we said.
I want to say I'm kidding, but I'm not. Timmy's the good twin.
Timmy is the good twin.
I don't know Drew well enough to like know.
Drew is the late twin.
Oh, you should keep your microphone right there because that sounded great.
I'm right up here.
Without the filter. Like right up at it. Well, now I can't hear you at all. Stop moving things.
I gotta plug in my computer and I can't find a thingy because I'm old.
You're 27.
Past my prime.
The other day I was at Walmart and I was like, Mom, I'm almost 30.
Oh my God, I told that to my mom and dad too, and my dad said never speak of that again.
Well, I was like, I'm not almost 30 though. I have like 3 years. Well, 2.5. Yeah, but
it's closer than we were before.
Closer than I was a minute ago.
Yeah. Ah, the sweet embrace of death.
So I am on season 3, part 2 of Teen Wolf.
Wow, you're trucking through that.
I'm flying. Flying. I have a lot of feelings about it, but I just got to the evil part of it, like where Styles is like the void.
That's the part you were waiting for.
Oh, hell yeah. I've been waiting for this moment my whole life. Good. Well, the whole life of me, like last week I started Teen Wolf. Was it last week I started Teen Wolf? Because if I watched 3 seasons in a week, I have an issue.
It might have been 2 weeks ago.
I'm hoping it was 2 weeks ago. I'm hoping I... No, it was not that long ago.
Oh, no.
I'm really hoping I did not fly through 3 seasons of Teen Wolf. But my offer still stands. I want to be friends with Dylan O'Brien. And that's all I will say. Because I cannot do this to myself. Again, I just want to be friends with one celebrity.
Why don't we become the celebrities? Then you'd be friends with yourself. Except you have me, so you're friends with me. I forgot about me.
Well, okay. So, I mean, it's not even about the celebrity thing. I just think it would be really cool to, like, know someone who acts professionally. I don't know why. Like, music does not impress me.
Really?
Acting impresses me. Music impresses me, but I know a lot of people that are very musically talented. I don't know very many people that can act.
Love you. Bye. It's gone on night shift.
Anywho, I don't know very many people that can act super impressively.
Like music super?
I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone that can act. So, I mean, I know a lot of people that are musically talented. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I just want to be friends with an actor or an actress.
I'm always impressed with people who can like write their own music and stuff like that, because I can't.
Yeah, that's impressive. But I mean, for some reason, acting is just like more interesting to me because you're just getting to play pretend.
I mean, there's definitely some like specific moments, like Leonardo DiCaprio in What's Eating Gilbert Grape is super impressive.
Yes.
Because he was so young playing someone who is mentally disabled and did a fantastic job, in my opinion. What do I know? But that's impressive.
Yes. I was going to say Nicolas Cage.
The Beast!
Only because of what my story is. There is a Nicolas Cage reference.
There is. This was unexpected.
I know. It's a, I don't know if it's a good or bad surprise, but surprise.
It's always good. It's like those weird sequin pillows that when you move the sequins, is its face. Great surprise. I want one of those.
My mom's birthday is next week. That's it. Cool. That's all I got.
Happy birthday, Chrissy's mom. Yeah.
So, all right, let's get into the story. You ready for the story?
Yes. This is a request by Timmy, who she had some recent spinal surgery, and she's doing really great. She's just fine. She really needed it, but this is her suggestion. So this is in honor of you, Timmy.
Hey, Timmy. How you doing? This is episode 23, and I'm doing the vanishing, the disappearing, the Roanoke colony. I don't know what you really want to like say if they disappeared or vanished, or we'll get to it.
I have some theories already, but I forget most of the story.
Okay, so the story itself is pretty simple. After going, I already messed up because I like six typos in the first paragraph.
No!
Okay. Okay. So May 8th, 1587, around 120 settlers left England to settle in Roanoke Island, which is current day North Carolina, like off the coast of North Carolina. It's in Dare County. Mm-hmm. And they arrived a few months later in July of 1857. John White, who was an explorer and an artist, was the governor of this new colony. Understandably, there were some attacks from Native Americans within the first month of them being there. It's not their land.
You invade, you get attacked. That's how this works.
Yes, exactly. So due to this, the colonists were like, hey, John, can you go back to England? We need more food because we didn't prepare, apparently. And we also need more people because we keep getting attacked. So he was like, sure, I'll go. And a month after they returned, he goes, so on August 25th, he's like, I'm going to go back to England. Hops on his boat, ship, not a boat. He hops on a ship, goes to England from Roanoke Island. And he left behind 115 colonists, around 87 men, 17 women, and 11 children. Among the people that he left behind included his daughter, Eleanor White Dare, who had her daughter, Virginia Dare, who was the first baby to be born in North America to English parents.
Oh.
So she's the first white baby. Good for her. Her name is Virginia, which is very white.
Yeah.
Anywho, where am I? Okay. So when he left Roanoke, England was about to go into war with Spain. And Queen Elizabeth called for every available ship to confront the Spanish Armada. So White really sucked at his timing, and he was stuck in England for 3 years.
Oh, God.
So he left Roanoke, be like, I'll be back in a couple months with some food and some people. Didn't return for 3 years. Mm-hmm. When he returned in August of 1590, he found no trace of the colonists or anyone living on the island. There weren't any other clues except for the word Croatoan carved into a wooden post. And I've also seen that the word crow, C-R-O, was also carved into a tree. So like a lot of the pictures that are like drawn of this have like the word Croatoan carved into the tree, but crow was the thing that was carved into the tree, and then Croatoan was carved on a fence post that was made around the colony.
Already learning new things. I did not know that.
At least that's what I've learned in my readings. Yes. So Croatoan, hold on, I have to blow my nose. 1 second. I have allergies.
So do I. I woke up disgusting.
All right. So I'm sorry. I'm sitting on my floor and I need to readjust my butt. I have like pillows and they're lumpy.
Oh.
Under my butt, so like there's like a lump digging right into my left butt cheek. Okay, so Croatoan was a name of an island that was south of Roanoke Island, about 50 miles down, and it was home to a Native American tribe with the same name, but the English called them the Croatan instead of Croatoan. I'm not sure why, but they called them the Croatan.
White people doing things that, yeah, you know,
I mean, there's a lot of white people doing things in the story. The island is now called Hatteras Island, maybe because they didn't want it to say Croatoan, because Croatoan Island just sounds evil than Hatteras Island. I don't know.
It sounds so much cooler.
I'm not from North Carolina. So he assumed, obviously, that the word Croatoan meant, hey, we went down to Croatoan Island for whatever reason. So he had tried to go to Croatoan Island, but he tried twice, and both times the storms were too bad on the water and he had to go back. A later search of the island didn't result in finding any settlers, I guess. And then he returned to England, and then he moved to Ireland, and then he passed away 3 years later in 1593 without knowing what happened to his family.
Right.
So there were no bodies, no signs of mass graves. So basically, the bodies of these people have never been found. Roanoke Island had attempted to be colonized a year before by the English, by Sir Walter Raleigh. It got Raleigh. Stuck in my tongue. I was like, Raleigh. Wow. Got stuck.
You didn't know what you sounded like? But... Isn't that next to the Jamaican accent? Oh my accent?
God, so I'm speaking. My accent.
That's what it
is. Listen, so I found out that they cut the people that did the interview. She was just making that noise before, like not in that segment. She was making that noise at a different point in the interview, and they cut it to where they said she was pretending that was her Jamaican accent. So it's not even her trying to be her Jamaican accent.
Well, now I want to know the context of what that noise was for.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get that part because I was like, well, then I don't believe it.
That's just rude, but now I want to know the context.
Yeah. Anywho, it had been tried to be colonized by Sir Walter Raleigh in 1585, so about a year and a half before. And they were forced to return to England due to a low food supply and because they kept getting attacked by the Native Americans.
Why does no one bring enough food?
Because they're stupid. Ugh. I also think, I mean, we know this. We learned this in, I don't know. Okay, we're going to take a tangent break here. So we know that the English did not know how to do jack shit when they got to America.
That is correct.
They didn't know how to like farm or anything. I don't know what they thought was going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I mean, Christopher Columbus, ew, but he brought all these like seeds. I only know this because I had to do research on lemons for this.
Lemon.
Yes. So I wanted to be a history teacher. I don't know if you knew that.
I don't know why I thought you wanted to be an English teacher.
History was the first option. Then I realized I hated reading books, so English was a no-go.
Okay.
I always liked my English teachers, though. But my history, I like history.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into school undecided. And I was like, well, I'm either going to be a history teacher, but for some reason I chose sports management. And I don't work in that, so it didn't matter. Anywho. I do not understand why people do not bring food. They'll be like, okay, well, we'll get there and we'll like grow our own crops and we can only carry this much on our ship at the time, which that makes sense to me. But then they didn't know how to do anything when they got here. And then they tried to force Native Americans to teach them. And then they called a Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Yes. We all know Thanksgiving is a lie.
Really? I like the concept of Thanksgiving. But I want... If it wasn't a lie, but I need to find out a way to change it so I can still get all my food in that day.
I mean, I still eat, because my parents, we still celebrate Thanksgiving as a way to, like, give thanks to everything, but I don't celebrate it in the context of what I was taught in high school and elementary school and middle school.
True.
Because we know now that that was a lie.
It was a lie. Because I know they're changing Christopher Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day, which I'm totally for 100%, but...
Yeah. It's just, like, it bothers me so bad that they whitewashed... Well, everything is whitewashed.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving, there's no reason for it to be what it is. Like,
yeah.
Why couldn't they just be like, hey, we're thankful for being able to have found new land and come to a place and share land with people, but they just stole land from people. So it's like...
Plenty of cultures have harvest festivals.
Yes.
So why couldn't we have just done that?
I mean, like, we're thankful for our harvest, not...
Yeah. Thanks to all the farmers. You guys are rocking it.
Yes, thank you, farmers, for making me vegetables and beef.
Farmers Day.
And chicken. Thankful for Farmers Day. There we go.
We are farmers.
No, I just want to do that. You know exactly what I'm doing. Anywho.
How we met and first bonded.
Yeah, that was a weird moment.
It was a great moment. I loved it.
That was probably like the first friendship moment we had.
Then my first joke to you.
Was it the Mario one?
Yes, it was the Mario one.
I don't forgive you. Anyway, so the governor of this group, his name, the people that had tried to colonize beforehand, the year before, his name was Ralph Lane, and he was not a kind person to the local Native Americans. He even killed the tribe leader, whose name was Wingina. He did this in an attempt to get the tribe, like, in an attempt to prevent the tribe from rising up against the colonists. Apparently, it did not work.
Clearly.
Which makes sense to me, because if you're going to kill their leader, they're going to retaliate.
Yes.
So then they left and scooted on back to England. John White had been on this original attempt, from what I've read. So, let's talk about theories. I'm going to start with the very bland ones, and then we'll get into the weird ones, and then there are some supernatural ones.
And the weird ones aren't supernatural?
That's the yes, but... Well, I'm going to end on one that is not supernatural. It's okay. Just weird.
I'm excited.
So the first theory on what happened to them is that they got lost at sea. Maybe they ran out of food or got run out by the Native Americans, and they decided to go back to England, and then they got lost at sea. On top of this, it is possible that they were killed by Spaniards, because the Spaniards had been coming into Florida at this time, and they had been marching from Florida to up the East Coast.
Okay.
So they would have been possibly in North Carolina-ish area at this time. We don't know. It was 3-year time period where they could have gone missing. So I don't know how long it takes to march from Florida to North Carolina, but I don't think it takes 3 years.
God, I hope not.
Maybe it does. I don't know. The third theory is murder.
The one we're all here for.
So it's possible that the settlers were murdered during an attack by the local Native American tribe. We already know that there had been attacks in the prior attempt to colonize Roanoke, and there had been a few attacks from the Roanoke tribe when they first got there.
Mm-hmm.
While it is a possibility, and this does make sense, like logically this makes sense, but they have never found any large amounts of bodies found in like one spot. So like where they were colonized, there's no bodies, no mass graves, and that would be over 100 people were murdered. Even if they have just killed the males, that was only 87 men. I mean, that was 87 men. So that's like a lot of people to still not find any bodies, no bones, anything.
Yeah. This isn't the one I subscribe to.
No. The other one, which is where we get into Nicolas Cage, is they moved inland. In between the like year that John White had gone to the first attempt, he made a map. He was an artist, so he was a watercolor artist. He made this map of the North Carolina coast, which was not called North Carolina at the time, but that's what I'm calling it for context. And it was like incredibly detailed and amazingly accurate. Like, I don't understand how he did it, because how is he looking at the coast like from like an aerial point of view? He knew, and they put it up to like a modern day map, and the only thing that changed was natural coastline changes.
Wow.
This was in the, like 1585 he made this. Like 1580s like to 1590. Like he made this in that time period. And he did it that accurately, which is bizarre to me.
It's incredible.
He's an alien.
What if pigeons aren't real and they are spy drones, and he had one and he said, Reginald, please scan the coast for me. I like to think his name was Reginald.
In the 1500s?
Yeah. Alien pigeons. What if they're not robots? What if they're aliens?
Okay. Well, we'll get to this.
Okay.
Because I have a concern, a very deep fear that we'll have to talk about once I get to the supernatural section. So they looked at this map And there were two small patches on this map, and patches were used to cover up mistakes and damage because just starting over wasn't an option with something this detailed. Mm-hmm. And when they used light to see what was behind one of the patches, it showed that there was like a four-pointed star on like about 50 miles inland from Roanoke Island. And it was just like there. It was just the star right there in the middle of, well, not really in the middle. It's still like on a coastline kind of, but like not really. It's, you'll have to like Google it, what the coast, the map looked like.
I'll put a picture on the gram, maybe.
Probably. And it was outlined in blue and colored in with red. Mm. They don't know what the star means, but they think it was signifying a fort of some kind.
Okay.
So on top of this patch, there was evidence that the star had been drawn again, but in invisible ink.
Where'd they get the invisible ink?
It can be made from milk or lemons. Listen, I had to do research about lemons.
Wait, and then I remember Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
National Treasure.
Yes. So invisible ink at the time, it could be like activated through heat.
Mm-hmm.
So Nicolas Cage, that was my Nicolas Cage reference, National Treasure. But it could be done with milk or lemon juice. And for some reason, I was like, I don't know if they had lemons then. But I looked it up, and Christopher Columbus brought lemon seeds with him when he came because he took them from India, I think.
Okay.
And I was like, could lemons grow in North Carolina?
Probably.
I think they can. I don't remember what the soil type is for lemons, but they're tropical. Well, not tropical, but they're citrus.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
I knew they were citrus.
No, did you know that there's different soil types on what kind of plants will grow in like sections?
Yeah.
I had to learn that in school because I was in horticulture.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I never used it ever till this moment.
Yay.
So they think that possibly he did this because he drew the star on there and was like, shit, I don't want everyone to know where this fort's at, so I'm going to patch it up. And then on top of this, I'm going to do an invisible ink star.
Mm-hmm.
So only the people I want to know will know.
Yeah.
And they think he might have done this because he wanted to hide the location of the fort from the English court because there might have been spies in the English court at this time.
Ooh.
So he's being real spooky.
Yeah.
And then they did excavations of the site where the star was. And they did find some artifacts that Europeans had been there and evidence, but they couldn't be pinpointed to the Roanoke colonists because they kind of spanned over a pretty long period of time. So then this is, I'll just read you this and we'll talk about it. So it's possible that they joined a tribe, Manteo, who was a Native American from the Croatoan tribe, had traveled to England in 1584 and was kind of an ambassador between the English and the Native Americans on that coast, specifically the Croatan. So he had actually sailed from England to Roanoke with John White in 1587. He was on that ship with them, with all the colonists. Mm-hmm. And he was baptized upon returning to Roanoke, and John White was like, hey, you're going to be the chief of the Roanoke and the Croatan tribe. So this is just this white guy giving orders to a Native American, this doesn't mean anything to them because you can't just become a chief because some white guy declares it.
We've continued to do that many years after, and it never works out.
Yes, correct. Ever.
Ugh.
You can't just become the king because a white man tells you.
Ugh.
Isn't it just the presidential election though?
I mean, for some people.
Speaking of, they acquitted Trump.
What?
Yeah.
I did not survive an aneurysm for this bullshit.
I wasn't going to tell you because I figured you'd know, but they acquitted Trump. So because Manteo was a member of the Croatan tribe, he could not control the Roanoke tribe. So he was like, I'm going to go back to my people. Bye. And went back to the Croatoan Island to be with his people, which makes sense. Like, why are you going to stay somewhere where you can't do anything?
Yeah.
So this is when it's theorized that he might have returned to Roanoke at some point within 3 years when John White was back in England.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey guys, let's go. And took them back to the Croatoan Island. So in 1888, 54 Croatoan Native Americans petitioned Congress for aid because they claimed that they were a remnant of John White's lost colony.
Oh.
So they were claiming that they were part of this colony 300 years later.
Take what you can get from the white man.
Yeah. So they responded to this and said that it's thought that traces of white blood could be linked to the Native Americans because some of them had gray eyes.
Okay.
Most Native Americans have brown eyes.
Yeah.
Blue eyes are recessive, so it would take a couple generations for, like...
Yeah.
It's thought because they had gray eyes that it's possible that they had some white people in them. Yeah. So it's possible that a large amount of the colonists were killed, but the women and children might have been incorporated into the tribe, which that happens.
Yes.
In a lot of different historical situations that has happened. Kill the men, keep the women.
Women are valuable.
Yes, we make babies. Yeah. And we also are better, typically, if I'm being honest here. Mm-hmm. Not better. Yeah, we are.
Okay. We all have our strengths and weaknesses, and some of them are just more productive.
Yes. So archaeologists found objects of European.
Wow. You're not really making a case for the women are better right now.
I take that back. I'm stupid.
European.
Dylan O'Brien will never want to be friends with me.
What if that would make him friends with
me? Honestly, at this point,
this person is hilarious.
I'm just stupid. There's like, I mean, I don't know if it's like me being stupid or like I just can't speak for someone who speaks for a living on two things. I cannot speak very well.
I mean, we have a whole whiteboard of examples of us not speaking correctly.
Oh yeah, we do. I think about that a lot, actually, mostly because I say I say Barth a lot.
Yeah.
Or Bait of Dearth.
Yeah.
I get spoonerism so bad, though. I don't know why. I have to look up why that is, that I mix up the two first letters of words.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's because I read it too fast or what, but it really drives me nuts and it's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Fort Vartex.
I did one recently and I can't remember what I did.
Fort Vartex.
Fort Vartex was great. I still really like Bounty Plout.
Bounty Plout.
She's not like the sweetest.
Ooh, look at the Bounty Plout.
Yes. She's like, what now? She's like, I thought we were going to ignore it. I was like, when have you ever known me to ignore that?
When do we ever ignore anything that we say stupidly? Yours, you're, were you date of? Your date of, or bait of dearth, or were you, you were date of Barth. You were, that's the one where I had to pee my pants. That's the one I was peed on.
I was also fraternal needle.
I was needle. Reappointment. I was reappointment a minder.
You were also my personal favorite, orthopendix.
That one.
Because that was to a doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Orthopedics. I can say it. Like, I'm not incapable of speaking. I just...
While we're on the subject and talking about us making dumb stuff, I told my grandma about Dr. Butt, and she laughed for a good 2 days.
He's a
Dr. Butt, who works in gastro.
He's a gastro doctor named Dr. Butt.
He does colonoscopies.
He picked the right profession.
I swear that once he was in medical he was in medical school, they were like, you have to go into gastro. There's no other option.
I'm trying to think of another doctor that, like,
there's Dr. Rockoff in urology. He's not with us, he's with the other group, but he's there.
I have never heard that before.
Really?
No, my leg fell asleep. Okay.
Oh, and then there's Bryn's favorite, Dr. Poovan.
Poovan?
Poovan. Spelled exactly how it
sounds. P-U-V-A-N? Or P-O-O-V-A-N.
P-O-O-V-A-N.
Uh, You also Dr. Mango, Dr. Rotisserie.
Yep.
You know what always makes me
Dr. Henruth Queen. Her name is Dr. Henriquez. Poor Dr. Henriquez. She doesn't deserve that.
Henruth Queen. That reminds me of that stupid TikTok where the girl was like, couldn't say burlesque.
What did she say?
Hold on, I have to find. What did she say? I'll have to find it. I'll have to find it. I wonder if I just type in burlesque TikTok.
I mean, you're going to get a whole bunch of things that you were not planning on.
You're right. Okay, I'll figure it out. I can't remember.
I swear it was Bear LaQueef.
It was something like that. Okay, anyway. Let's go back.
Back to Roanoke.
So the archaeologists, they found some objects of European origin on Hatteras Island in 2015. So this is like fairly recent. Why are you making that face?
We haven't had Cheerios in a really long time.
No, you just ate Cheerios the other day because I asked you if you ate something and you said I had Cheerios.
I had an aneurysm. I don't know what's happening anymore.
Okay, that's not an excuse.
It is.
So they found broken bowls, the hilt of a sword, a slate tablet with possible writing on it, and aglets.
Remind me what an aglet is.
I'll get to it.
Okay.
I knew you were gonna ask, so I wrote it down.
Like, I know, but I don't know.
We'll get to it. So a sword the sword that they found was used in England in the 16th century, and it would have belonged to an English man of high standing, which fits the criteria of the people that came to Roanoke.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tablet would have been used by educated upper class Europeans, again, fitting the category of the people that came to Roanoke. And aglets were cylinders of copper that were used to hold wool fibers together.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, like the little things that are on the end of shoelaces, that's what I think. Copper versions of those. They're really small. I don't know how they got them that small. I mean, they're not that small, but. And they were used before the 17th century. Whoa.
Earthquake!
So most of these finds were found among objects that were also from the 17th century. So. And that was 100 years later. So they don't know if these are just like there, like with those, like if they were there with those objects for some reason, or if they're actually from the Roanoke colony.
Okay.
Now we're going to get into the stupid ones.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're stupid. They're the least believable to me.
Okay.
Well, the bottom one is more believable, but aliens.
Yeah.
So some people think that this would explain why no bodies were found is because they are abducted by aliens. They also think this explains why there weren't more clues to where they would have gone. So like, why did they only write Croatoan on the tree and not like, or on the fence post and not write like, hey bud, we went to the island or we went inland. Like,
because that's a lot to write on a post or a tree.
They had slate. And they could write and read, so.
I mean, yeah, but the slate isn't guaranteed to stay there. Like, a high wind could probably take it away.
Slate is a rock.
Yeah, but it's thin.
Slate wasn't that thin, like, at the time. Like, they were tablets. They were, like, decently thick.
Okay.
Like, a small wind wasn't going to take them away. They were rocks. A big wind probably wouldn't take them away. So, this theory freaks me out because I have, like, I believe in aliens 100%, but the idea of them having the technology in 1587 to abduct humans scares the shit out of me, because that was a bajillion years ago, not quite, but you know, But like,
can you imagine how advanced they would be now if that was their technology?
Yes, exactly. Then? That's yes. And it freaks me out. Like, they probably had little robot pigeons, alien pigeons. And that's like, it freaks me out. Also, imagine these aliens just watching us, not us, because I wasn't there.
What if reincarnation? What if you were? Reincarnation.
What if, like, when I got my ancestry DNA, they found out I was part of the Roanoke tribe?
That'd be so cool.
I'm not. I'm Scottish and German and English. So I might have been English.
Ashkenazi.
You are so, yes. Are you, like, 100% or is there, like, a small piece of you that's not?
No, I'm actually 49.8% Ashkenazi because my mom was not born Jewish.
What's your mom?
Scandinavian.
Yeah, okay.
Finnish and Swedish and a little bit Scottish too, a little bit, and then 0.08% sub-Saharan African.
Wow.
And no one knows where that came from and why it's so small that it showed up.
Now I need to look and see what I am. Also, let me go on my thing while I pull this up. Mm-hmm. Just think of how bad the 1500s smelled. Basically, yeah. Up until the early late 1890s. Mm-hmm. Think of how bad everyone smelled.
I finally learned how they bathed, at least in like Henry VIII times, and it is not good.
A giant tub of water, and then they shared it.
So, kind of. So, they would dump their waste into the river, and then people would get sick. So, then they're like, oh, the water's making us sick. So, they would just rub each other down with muslin cloths.
You know we smell terrible.
Fucking disgusting.
No one would have good teeth. Although, I did listen to a podcast the other day where they're talking about how a really long time ago, skulls tend to have, like, perfectly straight teeth. Hmm. The podcast is called Sawbones, but she was talking about I can't remember what it's called. It has to do with something where, like, people are, like, trying to change their jaw shape by pressing their tongue to the roof of their mouth because something. I don't know. I forget what, there's mewing. It's called mewing, and it's, like, a new fad, mm-hmm. But she was talking about how, like, teeth tend to be a lot straighter, and now they are crooked. Like, people, like, not some people will have naturally crooked mm-hmm. teeth. Yeah, so I just thought that was interesting.
I had horrible teeth growing up. Like, not, like, the tooth itself, but my baby teeth wouldn't fall out. So I had, like, shark's teeth. I had to get, like, 90% of my teeth pulled because my baby teeth would not fall out.
Oh, I also had that, like, where they came, like, up here first.
It was lower, so I had just rows. It was just, like, my adult teeth and then my baby teeth in front. My baby teeth did not want to come out. I looked like a tiny shark.
Ew.
So if you remember that picture of me with my doll that looked just like me, so creepy me and creepy doll also with shark teeth, I was a demon.
I'm looking at my ancestry thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, Christina, new communities have been added to your story. So, like, more DNA came up. So I am part...
What if we found out right now that you were part of the Roanoke tribe?
I'm not. I am early Pennsylvanian settlers.
Oh.
I am from early settlers of Western Pennsylvania and early settlers of North Central Pennsylvania, which would be my mom's from Western Pennsylvania, my dad's from Central Pennsylvania. Hmm. So, interesting. Then it says Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio, Northwest Virginia, Northern West Virginia, and Maryland. And then Southern and Central Indiana, Southwestern Ohio, and Northern Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Fascinating. Anywho, yeah, I'm still 30% Scottish, 48% German.
Gotta get you a kilt. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, I'm mostly German.
Well, I don't like lederhosen, so we're going with the kilt.
I love sauerkraut.
So does Luke, but he's Polish.
Well, that works. That works too.
Yeah.
I'm 13% Irish, 3% Norway, is how they phrase that.
Norwegian?
It says Norway. England, Northwestern Europe, 3%, and Sweden, 3%. I'm just really white, is what that comes down to.
Yeah.
Which is okay. My mom was severely disappointed that she's not Italian because her last name is Anthony. And my mom also looks very Italian, especially in the summer. She's very olive.
My mom's brother was very upset to find out we were mostly Finnish instead of Swedish, because apparently that's a big deal in Michigan. And he was part of like one of those old man lodges, but it was like Swedish people. Turns out he's Finnish.
Fascinating. So do you want to know the last, well, the seventh theory?
Of course I want to know.
Zombies.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah, me either. A zombie plague took out the entire colony. Andre Freeman, who is from the Zombie Research Society, which is a thing, he believes that zombies could explain everything. He thinks that the sudden undead plague could have wiped through the entire colony and wiped it all out. Zombies would have eaten everything, leaving nothing behind. And since it's an island, the plague would have been contained to its borders. So, I'm going to say no.
No. That's a big no for me.
So, but my last theory is cannibalism.
Oh.
Lawrence Steger, who is a Harvard archaeologist, believes that he discovered evidence that suggests mass cannibalism. We know they're low on food supplies. And also, Roanoke was experiencing one of the most extreme droughts in the area in over 800 years. And they know this because in like 1998, they did a tree ring study to see that there was like really slow growth of the trees for like the 3 years, basically, from like, it was like from 1856 to like 1859. Mm-hmm. Basically, they were just in a constant drought.
Terrible timing.
They couldn't grow food. No water is no food. Let's just eat people.
Why not?
So what do you think happened?
I mean, if there is actual evidence of cannibalism, go with the cannibalism.
See, but he doesn't document what the evidence was.
Oh, well then.
He said he believes he found evidence, and I couldn't find out what that evidence was.
Well, sir, you need to, that's not science.
I guess I should say, I got all of my information from BuzzFeed Unsolved, Wikipedia, History Channel, the New York Times, and Smithsonian Magazine.
Smithsonian, my favorite source.
I want to go there so bad.
We should. It's fun.
I know. My dad wants to go too, so I'll have to take my dad.
We can go to the Air and Space Museum.
Yes.
Anyway, I personally think it's the integration of the tribe theory.
That's what I think.
And the white people.
That's what I think. I don't think any of these... The cannibalism one makes sense to me. It does. But mm-hmm. them joining a tribe makes more sense. I did read a thing, though, that said it would have been really hard for one tribe to take all of them. So they think that they split up into smaller groups between, and then basically one group went to one tribe, one group went to another tribe, the other one went to that tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would have been really hard. I mean, think about it. It would be so hard for one tribe to accommodate for 115 extra people.
Yeah.
Unless they killed all the men first.
Fair. But then you would have found all the body parts.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think it makes sense with like the carving into the post. Like, hey, we went to this tribe. Da, 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 da.
Yes. And he couldn't get there to check. So, and there was some evidence that Europeans were at the island. So that's one that makes the most sense to me. I think the zombie theory is definitely out.
Sorry, what's his name? Freeman?
Freeman.
Okay.
Andre Freeman.
Mr. Freeman.
Sorry, no. Bud. Go back to your zombie research society.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know people. Okay, do you actually believe in zombies?
No.
Okay.
So. There is the zombie fungus that attacks ants. That is terrifying.
Yes, and there's also mad cow disease.
But that's not a zombie.
No, but it kills you. And there's also the other thing that does it to deer. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, but there is nothing that, like, once the body is dead, a parasite can't live in a host that isn't living.
Yes.
To reanimate it to do things. That's not science.
I just think it, like, zombies are a thing that I have. That's why, okay, I watched The Walking Dead, and that show does not scare me at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't believe that could happen.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so bringing up Teen Wolf again. That stuff is more realistic to me because I also believe in werewolves slightly, a little bit. I kind of believe in werewolves.
Please elaborate.
Do you want to know why I believe in werewolves?
Yes.
Why does every single, like, civilization have a werewolf myth or legend?
They also have a vampire myth.
Exactly. So I think it's possible that, like, people do something weird and they, like, have, like, werewolf tendencies. I don't know.
I mean, there is, like, feral people.
Yes,
like
feral, exactly.
Really hairy, big feral mountain men. At a distance, that would look like a giant wolf.
Exactly, but I also don't believe in Bigfoot. Like, the actual Bigfoot.
I believe more in Bigfoot than I do a werewolf.
See, that's what, it doesn't make sense. Like, my thought process does not make sense to me on why I'm more... I don't believe werewolves in, like, the actual, like, sense of, like, what modern society... I think there's not Jacob Blackstrap.
Full moon turning into a wolf and then kills with Silver.
There's no Scott McCall's running around. There's no Jacob Blacks running around. There's no... Yeah, but I was thinking about the guy from Vampire Diaries. His name's Tyler, but I don't know his last name.
I didn't watch Vampire Diaries.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. I was not a big CW person.
It's a really cringy show that you gotta watch. Yeah. So I just think it's like every culture has these myths and legends. So there has to be like a mild truth to them somewhere. Even if it's just like a really hairy man.
That's what I believe.
I've met some really hairy men before.
Yeah. It's a really big, hairy dude.
And maybe they thought that they were a werewolf. Like, there's your werewolf right there. That explains it. Or that's like, what I, like, I believe.
Kids that were raised by wolves.
Yes. Tarzan was raised by monkeys.
You know.
Apes. Gorillas.
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 Yeah. Gorillas aren't apes.
Yes. I think they're not a monkey.
I had a Tarzan moment with a gorilla at the zoo in DC, the Smithsonian Zoo.
There was just like a shadow that walked past my door.
Oh god,
I got real scared. But okay, but sorry, and I also believe there are people that drink blood, and we know that's true because people do drink blood.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I firmly believe there are people who believe that they are vampires in the whatever sense you think a vampire yes, is.
I agree.
Do I think they turn into bats and live forever? No.
No, that one doesn't make sense to me. The living forever thing doesn't make sense to me, except for the people that live to like their 120. They have some secrets in them. I think if you are a vampire, if you are a werewolf, you would live a couple more years. Either that or you'd have a really short lifespan compared to a dog. Dogs have shorter lifespans.
Yeah.
Bats have shorter lifespans than humans. It wouldn't make sense for them to like live longer.
Have you seen What We Do in the Shadows, the TV show?
No.
You would love it. But the one guy, he's just like, we can turn into bats. And he's trying to teach this new vampire. He's like, all you have to do is say, bat! And then he like hits a car or something. But it's so good.
I don't know.
It's made by Taika Waititi.
Oh, okay, I'll like it then.
Yeah.
No, so zombies are a no-go. Aliens... I don't believe that has anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. I think they just went to tribes.
Yeah, I think they integrated with the tribes.
And we're like, well, we need help. Like, they were running out of food. Didn't have enough people. They probably were like, mm-hmm. Hey, we're here now.
It could
Sorry. Yeah. I'm guessing they never said sorry once because they were European and white people don't say sorry for taking Native American
land. It could have also been, so I don't know if you've heard, but like when the Vikings were invading England, the women fell in love with the Vikings because they actually took care of themselves and like bathed and did their hair, and I'm assuming the indigenous people weren't as gross as the white people, so maybe the women are like, ooh, this man smells nice and he looks great, and then they integrated and had children, and that's what happened.
Probably. I mean,
most other cultures have really good bathing rituals.
Yes, because historically, which, I mean, it happens all over the place. Like, if you, like, look at, like, any, like, sort of, like, modern medicine type thing, they're like, well, this made us, something made us sick, and it happened to be on a day that I took a bath. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to take a bath again. Yeah. That is stupid thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But also, can we blame them?
Yeah.
we can't really blame them because they were stupid. They didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm. For example, there's a whole lot of when plagues happened and Jewish people were in ghettos, we have hand washing rituals.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get sick because we washed our goddamn hands. And everyone's like, oh, the Jews did it because they're not getting sick. It's like, no, wash your hands.
We're just not stupid and we wash our hands. Yes.
Wash your hands. And Asian cultures have a lot of like taking baths, and public baths are big. And
basically, don't be stinky.
At least back then.
Yes. Well, back then. I just can't imagine like what the aliens would have thought. Like, oh god, these guys smell terrible.
Why do they sound like they're from Minnesota?
What else are they gonna sound like?
A robot?
I don't think aliens are like that. What do you think aliens are?
I don't think they're like the big green, big black eye things, like look like kind of like bugs, but I mean,
I think they're humans. Like, I think they look like humans.
Yeah, possibly. Or
that's why I'm guessing they look a little human-y.
But I mean, I think there's like alien life on other planets, but it could be like very like single cell life.
Full-blown aliens.
Full-blown civilizations.
No. Well, maybe I'm not against the idea of that.
I mean, the universe is too small. Or too big. It is too big.
Yes, exactly. It's too big for us to be the only
intelligent species. Yeah.
Yes, I think there are like intelligent species out there that are not us.
Yes.
And I think they're probably
maybe they look like lizards.
Oh my god, the lizard king.
I'm lizard king.
So I tweeted a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worse that I cried during Teen Wolf or during Riverdale?
Riverdale.
Even if it was the Luke Perry episode.
Oh. Well, why'd you cry at Teen Wolf?
Because Stiles said thank you, Mom, to Scott's mom when he was falling asleep. And for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
it made me cry.
Well,
and then I cried like again today when I was watching it.
Why?
Because, so, Stiles' mom died from dementia, like, dementia in the front of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what the whole name of it is called. And it's the only dementia that can affect teenagers. And it's basically when your brain starts to shrink.
Mm-hmm.
So he's possessed by a demon spirit. He doesn't know it yet. Well, now he knows it. But at the time of this, when I cried, he did not.
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting an MRI because he keeps like blacking out. He's not sleeping. He's like getting agitated, which are all symptoms that his mom had whenever she was admitted to the hospital for her dementia. So mm-hmm. they're like testing him for it. And I just start crying. I don't know why.
Well, that has to be terrifying.
Yeah, I think I felt like really empathetic.
Yeah, because I mean,
sympathetic, not empathetic. Sympathetic.
If your parent dies of something that can happen when you're a teenager, you're going to think for the rest of your life, I could get this.
So I have terrible anxiety about not knowing what's going to happen in a show, especially when it's like a show that's already aired.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to Google everything to know, because I have to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like the good old ADHD kicking in. Like, I need to know right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to Google it, and I feel much better about my life now.
I would like to think that you cried over the Luke Perry episode because Luke Perry passed away.
I cried over the Luke Perry episode because the entire episode was Archie crying.
That's fair.
And KJ Apa is adorable.
And I'm sure some of those were very real tears for the loss of his friend and coworker.
Well, they were all crying. Well, they were all crying. And I just cried with them. And that was also, like I said last episode, that was when I stopped taking Lexapro. So that was like when the tears unleashed.
Mm.
And I just sobbed
for an
entire day.
Whoop, there it is.
And I don't know why I started watching Riverdale.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's like a train wreck.
That started when I was in the hospital, correct?
Yeah.
I was not here to rectify that decision.
No, you're at your parents.
Huh.
Because I just came off the Lexapro not long ago.
Okay.
Huh. Wow.
Needed some comfort in the CW shows.
I mean, they really hit the spot sometime. I still have not finished Sabrina.
Oh, yeah.
Because also, I cannot finish things.
Endgame.
Yeah. I probably will never finish
it. Need to finish it. It's
I know what happens.
Beautiful.
Am I gonna cry?
Yeah, because it's beautiful.
So I know what happens. Yes. Like, I know what happens. I made you tell me. I made you and Ashley tell me what happened.
It's so good.
I held you hostage until you would tell
me. It's so good.
Because for all of you who don't know, my ex-boyfriend and I saw Infinity War together in theaters. He knew what happened to Loki. He knew the entire time. And I had been talking about how excited I was to see Loki in a freaking movie again. That wasn't the first Avengers. Mm-hmm. Knew. I've been fucking talking about it the entire time. I'm wiping my nose because I'm gonna cry. And he did not tell me because he wanted to see my genuine reaction.
Your genuine reaction is gonna be tears.
I saw it for, he fucking dies in the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
He gets strangled.
Well, we know that this person was a sociopath.
Okay, but he's like, I didn't want to ruin it for you. I wanted to see, like, you need to feel that genuine reaction. I'm like, one, Tom Hiddleston is my,
is everything.
He's my favorite actor. He's just a golden boy that I love. I love him.
He is perfect.
I love him. I love everything he's ever been in, pretty much. He's a great actor. He's a great human.
He's the closest a human being could be to perfect. Like, he's a good person and he looks great.
Yeah. Except he looks like my ex-boyfriend. A little bit.
Well, your ex-boyfriend looks like the Goblin Kmart
version. Yes. They have similar facial structure, like the narrow face.
Yeah.
I will never forgive him for that.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't tell me.
Yeah.
That's why I made you and Ashley tell me what happened.
It's really cool. Like, how they shot it and how they did it. It's really cheesy, of course, but it's also just like, ah!
I know I'm going to cry. Like, I'm probably going to watch it tonight, but also I'm like the, like, real good part of Teen Wolf. So I'm like, who do I want to, like, cry over first? I want to, like, see Sexy Styles, or
do you want to see Black Panther?
That's what's going to make me cry.
Yeah. Sierra has not watched Black Panther since Chadwick Boseman passed.
I haven't either.
Which is fair, because that was too soon, and he was amazing.
Yes. That's sad. Now I'm sad.
Every time he chants with the rest of Wakanda.
Chills.
Like, something in me is just like, yes! It makes me very happy. Everything about that makes me happy.
Maybe I'll watch it. I can't decide if I want to watch Teen Wolf or if I want to finish that.
You also get Bucky!
I love Bucky. Oof.
You get Bucky!
I did find out that, like, Sebastian Stan is dating this girl who might be a racist, though. So...
Mm.
I'm just gonna stick with Bucky, not Sebastian Stan, because I don't know enough about it. But I do know he has a girlfriend who, and then people are, like, commenting that she might be racist.
Well, that's not fun.
No. So, Bucky Barnes. Bucky Barnes.
Bucky.
Bucky Barnes. James Buchanan Barnes. Yes. And Steve Rogers.
Steve Rogers.
Spider-Man. Because for some reason I like Tom Holland now.
You finally understand.
I know. I just saw one picture of him and I was like, all right, he doesn't look like a child.
He's attractive.
He has a baby face.
He does.
He looks like
a child. He's got great torso structure.
I mean, he's a good looking guy.
Yes.
Like, he's a
great athlete.
Is he? I've never seen him athlete.
Like, he does, like, all, like, the flips and, like, cartwheels and everything. Yeah, that's him.
I mean, I don't assume that's real.
He's a kind of a gymnast. Also trained ballet dancer for a little bit.
I just think it's really funny that they can't trust him to, like, speak in interviews. Also, I found out also, Dylan O'Brien did that one at Comic Con. I saw this video where he, like, they're like, what was the hardest scene for you to film in Maze Runner? And he just, like, he's like, so-and-so's death, and everyone's like,
what?
He's like, I'm gonna get in trouble.
No.
I was like, oh, and then we were like, ah, oh, him and Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Can't trust those boys.
Because Tom and Benedict did an
interview. I would have an issue. I would have a really hard time with that, though. If, like, you knew all the secrets.
I'd have to tell someone.
I mean, you'd know with your cast members, but, like, I would have a really hard time. Like, if I got asked a question.
I'd just sit there and smile.
I would have a real hard time.
Just sit there, smile, and rock. It'll be okay.
My headphone fell out. All right, shall we end this?
Yeah, I need to keep reminding myself that my mom now listens to this regularly, and I can't be embarrassing like I was.
About friend George?
Yeah.
Did she say anything about it?
No, we're not going to acknowledge it.
I mean, now she knows I love Dylan O'Brien and Tom Hiddleston.
All the Toms.
I mean, yeah.
Tom squared.
Almost all of the Chris's.
We do not mention the fourth Chris.
Almost all of them. Not all of them. I mean, the Marvel cast is just, like, great. I need to go watch. Oh, I also have to watch WandaVision.
Me too.
Did you watch all of them?
No, I haven't started
at all. Oh, you need to start it.
I know.
I need to watch episode 6. It gets real juicy. People think Vision's hot, though, and that just, like...
He has
some moments. I'll give it to him in this show. He has some moments. Mm-hmm. He looks better as Vision, though. Also, they gave him a terrible bowl cut in one of the eras. Oh. Like, one of the eras of the show. He has a terrible bowl cut. It's like a blunt bowl cut.
Oh.
And it reminds me of the Amish kids I got drunk with.
A story for another time.
It is a story for another time.
All right.
And it's not that time today.
No. So everyone, be safe, have fun, make some new friends. I hope you learn something new and come back here.
Bye.
Bye.